foundational tools to develop a biblical worldview. Welcome to Mentoring Matters, a listener-supported program of SharonHearts.org. With the world's culture invading the church, it is vital that we establish some deeper roots in biblical truth in order to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So join us now as we let the Word of God give us foundational tools to develop and maintain a biblical worldview.
Hi, this is Sharon Hoskins.
And this is Janie Ratzlaff.
Well, we've spent the past few weeks discussing the names of God that are found in Psalm 23. And we have made it to verse 4. So we're going to start there today. Verse 4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me."
Jehovah Shammah. You can never be alone. The shepherd never went to town and left the sheep by themselves. The shepherd always was with the sheep.
Okay.
And the sheep heard his voice. And even if sometimes foals or different amounts of sheep were put together in a common holding bin, when the shepherd of the particular flock that was in there spoke, they knew that name. They knew the tone of the voice. They knew that that was their shepherd, and they would immediately gather together and go out with that shepherd.
Well, that takes me to John 10, Janie, because all through John 10, we see where Jesus says that he's the good shepherd. We have in verse 4 of 10 that the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, and the voice of a stranger they do not know, so they will flee from them. And then we have over in verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me."
So okay, but wait a minute, Sharon, wait a minute. You can't stop there. Go to verse 28.
Oh, yes. "And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand."
And you know what? That means we cannot snatch ourselves out of his hand when we think we have failed so poorly that he can't take care of us. We're beyond his sovereignty, his tender care as our shepherd. That, to me, is one of the strongest verses, that the shepherd takes care of his sheep.
Boy, isn't it the enemy's greatest tactic to get us to think that we failed so badly that God doesn't want us anymore?
And tragically, a true believer can become so depressed and confused that they will try to take their own life. And yet, I'm going to give an opinion here based on Scripture. And yet, that is not the unforgivable sin.
Okay.
And many people grieve tremendously because that person who was supposed to be a believer took their own life. That's where we do not know the depths of his love and that righteousness that can take care of a lamb or a sheep, even in the depths of despair of that lamb. And that's an important thing, because a lot of Christianity today does not believe that once God has you, he will keep you no matter what.
Yeah.
And then subtly, they will then actually put themselves in the place of God of determining their own fate, as though they knew more than what God knew about their stuff. And I just would like to ease anybody's trauma or crisis or depression today to say, I'm beyond hope. No. If you believe from the heart and trust him on what he did at the cross, and you accept that, then you're his forever. And somebody needs to hear that today.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So with that in mind, why don't we give a little bit of just comparison as to what God's voice really sounds like in simplicity.
Okay.
So when God speaks, he will still you. He will quiet you. Sometimes that's because he has to allow some physical affliction to slow us down.
Okay.
We love to be too busy. It seems to make us feel good and that we have worth.
Yeah.
And
the accomplishments.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the enemy will definitely entice that by keeping you to have to rush about everything.
Okay.
And
so in comparison, the Lord
quiets and stills, and the enemy will rush us,
okay.
Put us under deadline, put us under pressures, to hurry up and get this done.
Okay.
Then God's voice will quietly lead you. Think about being led by the shepherd, whereas the enemy will push you. You got to hurry up and make this decision.
Yeah.
You've got to do this. You've got to do that. You got to, or you should, or all right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always a pressure. There's not a smooth flowing like the quiet waters that the lamb likes to drink from.
Right.
All right. And then, boy, do we need this today. God's voice will reassure you. And many times that voice reassures us through His Word, the Scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't know how to rightly divide those Scriptures because we're just in it for a 5-minute quick reading of a verse,
mm-hmm.
then the Scriptures, the enemy will use to frighten you.
Mm.
Oh, yes. He's great at taking and putting fear in.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and he will scare you so that, and a perfect example is someone who told me, I don't want to study the book of Revelations. It is too fearful. I can't understand it. It talks about too much that scares me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anything to do with the book of Revelations. Well, that could be the enemy using his tactics. But the Scriptures will enlighten you. Have you read a scripture and you've read it 6,000 times? And on the 6,001 time, you go, oh, I see.
Yeah.
I never saw
yes,
that before.
Yes, I
How could
that.
I have missed it?
I've read that 1,000 times. Didn't
because
see that.
You are growing mm-hmm. and the Spirit, God's Spirit, can trust you to handle something at a deeper depth of who He is as He enlightened you. But then the enemy's right there to confuse you. No, the Bible says this, but then look at this, and it says that. They don't agree. Something's wrong with the Bible. Well, it wasn't written correctly. Well, it wasn't really inspired.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just brings you confusion in your thought. And then you won't focus on being still to really hear his voice, because
right.
now you're confused and you've got to figure it out.
Right.
All right. Then, oh, and I love this one. He encourages you, and we all like to have the encouragement. So just put a prefix on front of that and say the enemy will always discourage you.
Right.
You know, we have what we call the D list, and I can't remember
mm-hmm.
them all, but they include defeat, despair, disillusionment, disappointment, discouragement.
Mm-hmm.
The D list does not belong to the voice of God.
Right.
It's the D for the devil's list that he wants to do, and it's always negative. And then, today the Christian wants comfort as much as the world does. And we will compromise to get our comfort. We just get it at a higher level than what the world does.
Okay.
Then he calms you. Oh, I love to have the calm of the presence of knowing the Lord is right there indwelling me, and He already has the solution for what I don't know. But the enemy loves to cause you to obsess about something.
Right.
99 ways that I'm going to fix the solution. But we know man can't fix man. Only Jesus Christ can through the cross, and He's already done it.
Right.
And then one of Major Thomas's favorite sayings is, you can't, and I never said you could. I can, and I always said I would, so let me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then last, the Holy Spirit's voice, God's voice, will convict us when we stray. But the enemy will take that conviction and turn it into a condemnation. You're beyond hope. You've had it.
So the difference between conviction and condemnation is that conviction does what to our heart versus condemnation?
Yes, and conviction says repent, agree with God because He's already got it taken care of, and then lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths.
So conviction really draws us back to God, where condemnation pulls us away and makes us feel like that God doesn't want us to be a part of Him.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's when we can tell the difference what's going on with us.
Yes, and then we need to kind of finish up by just saying God is never early and He's never late. He's always right on time, and His plans for us are always good plans. God can't think an evil thought that He would pass on to you, because He has no evil in His thinking, in His character, in His being, in His righteousness.
Right.
So when I start thinking thoughts that are questioning, but they question me towards perplexity or evil or of who I am, then I just say, no, I'm not listening. All right. And then sometimes you just have to sit down and get into the Word, or if you can make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So sometimes it's just singing that can lift the soul, restore it, get the mind, will, and emotions back on thinking what God has said of who He is.
Okay.
And then God is a God of love and order. And if the voice you are hearing doesn't sound like what we've been talking about, then it's not from Him.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. And that's why mentoring matters. Mentoring Matters is a listener-supported discipleship program of Sharon Hart's ministry. Join a community seeking to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, with resource materials available for the journey at sharonhearts.org. That's SHARIN hearts.org.